From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez reports that deputies assisted with a commercial vehicle pedestrian accident just outside of Jow Saturday night. When state police arrived, they took over the investigation. No further details have been made available. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 801 cases of the COVID-19 on Friday, including 11 deaths. Three of those deaths came from Southeast New Mexico. One, a male in his 40s, from Chavez County. Another one, a male in his 40s, from Eddy County. Both of them were hospitalized and had underlying conditions. And a male in his 50s from Lee County. As for the COVID-19 cases reported in Southeast New Mexico, 28 came from Chavez County, 24 from Eddy County, 7 new cases were reported in Lee County, and Lincoln County spiked up with 29 new cases. The Midland County, Texas Sheriff's Office is searching for 23-year-old Kevin Alexis Martinez. He's wanted in connection to a triple homicide that occurred early Sunday morning. According to the Sheriff's Office, deputies were called out to the 1200 block of East County Road around 2 a.m. Sunday for a disturbance. When they got there, they found three people had been shot and killed. The state's Public Education Department has been asking for input from parents regarding the critical race theory on whether or not to implement it in public schools curriculum. Patrick Brenner with the Rio Grande Foundation, a conservative watchdog organization, will be in Lovington on Tuesday, and he says parents must be aware on how the agency is disguising CRT.
There is something called implicit racial bias, one of those key buzzwords that is essentially an iteration of critical race theory, but it's not calling it critical race theory so that the administration can deny that critical race theory is actually in the school system.
Brenner will be attending the Lee County Republicans meeting at 6 p.m. in the Lister Building in Lovington, right across the Lee County Courthouse. The Roswell Downs Syndrome Association held its second annual Step Up for Down Syndrome Buddy Walk fundraiser on Saturday. Nick Nance, who's a member of the board of directors, reports they raised just over
$63,000. Yeah, we're about $4,000 short, but we collect money for the next couple of weeks. We still might have a chance to surpass that.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.